But they are closing down the space very, very well, and they're not allowing FC United any room to manoeuvre. It's Carnell, long clearance there. Who's got to the end of it? Tom Greaves goes up there, runs into the man rather than the ball, and it falls Carnell on the halfway line. It's now for Origunu. That's a lovely ball in. It's an opportunity. Should be 1-0 to the visitors. They play across there, and a lovely word goal and a lovely finish by Joe Parker. And it was simple and under FC United at the back. Too easily there, but great football.
Yeah, fantastic football. That was a super ball through. The run just outdid the defence. I think they were trying to keep the line, and they were pushing up quite high together. But a fantastic ball through, and I thought with one-on-one, I thought he was going to take it himself, but he's just slotted it across the six-yard box and made it nice and easy. Well-worked goal.
The only great, great goal, well-worked goal. We do know what happened last time we played against Gloucester. They went 1-0 up, and then they shut up shop.
Thrown away there, but it's easily cleared. Gloucester will try and bring it away, but Dean Stott does ever so well, and then draws the foul from Joe Parker. Stopped, I think trying to encourage the referee perhaps to dip into his pocket for a card, but didn't wave card, so he won't be attracting one himself. But referee happy just to award a free kick. It's about, what, 35 yards out. Thompson.
Yeah, very direct, central. Thompson looks like he's...
may have his heart set on this one. Thurston and Stott remaining back there. Thompson, what will he do? Will he try and float one over? He'll try a shot.
Oh, he's got
in! And it went through Singh's hands.
There was some power behind that.
There was indeed, but you just feel that Singh won't be entirely happy with himself. There was a bit of swerve on that, I think.
Yeah.
That deceived just Singh in the Gloucester City goal, but it brings FC United level. And, well, did he swerve it round the wall? Did the wall do its job there, Emily?
It seemed to just, from here, just very, you know, dead centre, straight, hard. I think there was slight movement. I'm not sure the wall did its job. The power behind it really deceived Singh. He's bent down as if he could just, you know, pick it out of the air. But, fantastic. What a great free kick.
It's shepherded out for a goal kick to FC United. 2 minutes to swampy time. Carnell prepares to take this goal kick. Slices that out to the right. And Billy Jones heads it back into the danger area. And Williams battling away this clip. And Williams, a substitute, and surely, even indeed, opportunist there from Harry Williams, a substitute. And that cohort of Gloucester City fans on the far side gather round him. And now FC United, having been in the ascendancy the second time in the game when they've appeared to be the stronger side, so coming to the sucker punch. It was headed well, it was sort of not a great clinch from Carnell. It was one unchallenged by Billy Jones, and onto it first was Harry Williams, and he took it round Carnell very neatly and just finished with aplomb there. And it's FC United 1, Gloucester City 2.
I think Winter thought best of winning that ball that time, the 14. Long clearance, does really well there though with the ball, does James Bowen. But luckily for FC United, the keeper comes out, gathers it, plays it to Dean Stott. Stott plays it back to Carnell. The right ball as well, to be honest.
Yeah, there was nothing else on. He'd looked around. He was trying to move the ball quicker, but there was no other option.
Second ball, FC United. It's Daniel trying to win the ball back. 2:17 going for the ball. And the 17 that came away with it was Williams. And then a free kick conceded. No.
No.
Oh. That's a bit strange. But the ball's away, whipped up to this right hand. Everyone stopped. Winter now on the ball. 10 yards outside the area. Plays it inside to Daniels. Daniels has a handball there, but he still has the ball at his feet. Plays it back out in between two players, but Winter will take over. Winter plays it now to Stott. Stott back to Winter. A ball needs to go into the penalty area. It's a near post ball. It's a great ball. He should be number in. Offside. The back post there. Well, the ref.
To be fair, it wasn't offside, but that was definitely a free kick over here as well. It's just
that
baffling.
It was definitely.
The whole thing's baffling. He's lost it, hasn't he?
Well, the referee.
That is not offside. How can he be offside?